Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome. Thank you for standing by. During the company's presentation, all participants in the teleconference will be in a listen-only mode. Next, we will start the question and answer session when further instructions will be given. If you should require assistance during the call, please dial the star key followed by zero. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded. Thank you very much for participating in Rumo's conference call to discuss the 2018 third quarter earnings results. This event is simultaneously being webcast via internet and is available on the website www.rumo.com in Investor Relations section. Before proceeding, I would like to clarify that this conference call is being held exclusively for financial analysts and investors, and that the forward-looking statements are being made under the safe harbor of the Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995. Actual performance could differ materially from that anticipated in any forward-looking comments as a result of macroeconomic conditions, market risks, and other factors. With us today are Mr. Luis Cassiano, Chief Executive Officer, and Mr. Fabio Tayar, Financial and Investor Relations Officer. Initially, Mr. Luis Cassiano will comment on the company's 2018 third quarter earnings results. Afterwards, the executives will be available for a question and answer session. It is now my pleasure to turn the call over to Mr. Luis Cassiano.
Thank you. Good morning. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for attending the third quarter 2018 earnings release conference call of Indústrias Rumo. We released our quarterly results with another increase in the order entry compared to the prior year, mainly at Rumo Machine business unit and Burkhard & Weber, reflecting a gradual and solid recovery in the domestic market for machinery and new products launched by Rumo Machine and Burkhard & Weber in 2017 and 2018. In the Rumo Machine business unit, we had another quarter with good opportunities and a strong order entry, which represented an increase of 49.6% compared with the third quarter 2017, mainly due to the current success of the new line of machining center and a solid and gradual recovery of the domestic economy. Additionally, we noted a significant increase on margins, also due to the continuous effort to cost control and a favorable mix of products, more new machines in the domestic market. In our German operation, Burkhard & Weber business unit, we presented an increase of 20.5% in euros in order entry this year as a consequence of the launching of new products in 2017 and 2018, a better global economy, as well as new industrial application in new markets at which Burkhard & Weber is acting. This business unit also has a solid backlog to deliver the fourth quarter in order to execute the 2018 plan. In the casting iron parts business unit, as expected, we are noting a reduction in demand for heavy casting iron parts, which resulted in a decrease in revenues in 2018 as well as in the third quarter of this year. This impacted the margins of this business unit this year. Regarding the topic of the non-recognition of the gain related to the court tax claim called state VAT on sales in the basis of federal sales tax calculation, we continue to have the additional paragraph in the opinion of the independent auditor's report. All details are disclosed in the financial statements and all market announcements made during this year. Our team is very engaged and prepared to face the challenge, and we remain very confident and committed to achieve the goals set for this year. Now, I would like to pass the word to Fabio, who will detail our earnings results for the third quarter of 2018. Welcome, Fabio.
Thank you, Cassiano. Good morning, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. First of all, thank you very much for joining our third quarter 2018 conference call. Beginning the chart number three, the highlights. Our first highlight was the order entry in the third quarter 2018 that increased about 40% compared to the third quarter 2017. Roaming machines business increased by 50%, mainly due to the new generation of vertical machine centers launched this year and the Brazilian economy recovered in 2018. Also, roaming machine net revenues in the third quarter increased about 35% compared to the same period 2017, as well as gross and operating margins grew 9.7 and 9.8 respectively. The operational efficiency with a strong cost control and the higher revenues contributed to such improvements. BW also increased its order entry in the third quarter 2018 in relation in the first 9 months of 2018 compared to the same period 2017 by 44.4% as a result of the new product lines launched in 2017 and 18 and development of applications to new segments like aerospace and oil and gas. And cash generation was about 9 million reais in the third quarter 2018, reducing the net debt to 47.7 million, mainly due to increase in revenues. In the chart number four, this gray line, which is the gross fixed capital formation, for the third consecutive quarter, shows the gradual recovery of the Brazilian economy and investments in 2018, which positively reflects in the order entry, as we can see in the roaming machines business unit. The chart number five. In the first chart, we can see that utilization of installed capacity grew in 2018 when compared to the previous years. And reached 69% in August. Industrial confidence index in the chart right below also had a positive development in 2018 compared to 2017. The improvement in both indexes shows that customers are utilizing better its installed capacity and are more confident about the macroeconomic scenario. And it reflects mainly in our domestic operations, roaming machines, firstly. The chart number six, many sectors for roaming machines in 2018 shows an increase in the machines and equipment sectors due to the delivery of a heavy vertical machine center to a local customer. Although automotive decreased its participation in 2018, job shops and tooling are sectors that have a closer relationship with automotive and have increased in 2018. And BW machines and equipment is a sector that's growing in Europe and therefore demanding new machines. In the casting iron parts, as we have already announced in our previous calls, that wind power segment had reduced the volume of new order, and as a consequence, we can see a decrease of its participation from 58% in 2017 to 42% in 2018. On the other hand, automotive and construction equipment, as well as agriculture, had a significant increase and partially offset the decrease in the heavy casting parts. The chart number seven. In terms of net sales per business unit, we see an increase of roaming machines in 2018 and its participation increased from 41% to 48% of the consolidated revenues in 2018. BW machines participation was slightly higher this year, and cast iron parts decreased 9 points due to the lower volume of orders related to heavy casting parts. The slide number 8. The net revenues distribution, domestic market accounted to 60% of the net revenues in the 9 months of 2018, a decrease of 5 points compared to the same period of 2017. Foreign revenues were quite stable in strong currency. However, to the weaker exchange rate in 2018, in reais, it became higher. Slide number 9. Roaming machines orders in the third quarter 2018 increased 49.6% compared to the same period 2017 due to the new product lines launched in 2018 and the gradual economic recovery in Brazil. BW orders in the third quarter 2018 was about 9% higher than in the third quarter 2017. Also, when we see the 9 months period, the increase was 44.4%, showing that the strategy of investing in new product lines and applications to serve new segments like aerospace and oil and gas are positively reflecting in the order entry. Casting iron parts orders in the third quarter 2018 decreased by 27% compared to the second quarter 2017 due to the lower orders of heavy castings mainly to the wind power segment. On the other hand, segments like commercial vehicles and constructions, machines, as well as the agriculture partially offset the heavy castings decrease, as we can see in the 9 months period where orders decreased by 7.5%. With an increase of 40% in the orders in this third quarter, backlog at the end of the third quarter 2018 was 26.4% above June. The chart number 10, the cost structure in 2018 shows an improvement compared to 2017, where fixed and semi-fixed costs as general expense, depreciation, and labor together decrease about 5%. It's mainly due to the good level of operational efficiency as a result of several projects focused on profitability, as well as the increase in the production volume of roaming machines in 2018. The chart number 11, gross margin reached 29.4% in the third quarter 2018, an increase of 0.5 points compared to the third quarter 2017, mainly due to improvement on the performance of roaming machines this year. The chart number 12, EBITDA margin was 11.6% in this quarter, a decrease of 1.4 point compared to the third quarter 2017 due to the decrease in the EBITDA margin of the German operation BW, which has a strong concentration of its revenues in the fourth quarter of 2018. Net profit in the third quarter of 2018 amounted to 15.9 million reais, representing an increase of about 75% compared to the third quarter 2017. The interest on capital announced in 2018 reduced the effective tax rate and positively impacted net profit in this third quarter. The chart number 13, roaming machines revenues in 2018 increased 21% compared to 2017 due to the higher volume of machines in the domestic market. Gross margin increased 4.4 points as a result of the operational efficiency, the strong cost control, mix of products, and the higher revenues. EBIT margin increased 2.3 points compared to 2017, mainly to the reasons just mentioned. BW revenues were quite similar in both periods, although in strong currency it decreased by 8.9%. The gross margin decreased 4.5 points in 2018 compared to 2017 due to the mix of products with smaller machines and the higher inflation rate this year, which pressured the costs, especially labor. With the decrease in the gross margin, EBITDA margin also decreased about 6.4 points this year. The castings iron parts revenues decreased by 19% this year, mainly because of the lower demand for heavy casting parts. The change in the mix of products and the lower volume in 2018 impacting the gross and EBITDA margins that decreased 6.5 and 5.6 points respectively. The chart number 14, in the third quarter 2018, due to the higher margins and increase in revenues, cash generation amounted to 8.8 million reais, reducing the net debt to 47.7 million as of September 31st. And the chart number 15, the operational improvements, which can be seen the company's margins expansions and the cash generation in the last 2 years, had a positive impact in the share's price that performed significantly above the Ibovespa index. Well, now we finished the presentation and we move to the Q&A session. Again, thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press the star key followed by the one key on your touchtone phone now. If at any time you'd like to remove yourself from the questioning queue, press the star two. I would like to mention that today's conference call is being held exclusively for financial analysts and investors. This concludes today's question and answer session. The Investor Relations Department is available to answer any further questions you may have. Mr. Luis Cassiano, at this time you may proceed with your closing statements.
Thank you. Thank you very much, everybody, for attending the third quarter 2018 earnings release. And we are here as our team of investor relations to also respond to any question you may have. Thank you very much.
That does conclude the Romy's quarter earnings results conference call for today. Thank you very much for your participation. You may now disconnect.